job.
I knew it!
What's the matter with you? This is my business.
And now, back to America's business coach, Coach Ron Tunick.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank. I'm sitting in for Coach Ron Tunick, who's off in Las Vegas giving a speech to a large crowd over there. I'm joined by a regular Monday host, a co-host, Margaret McLean. Margaret, can you believe that they actually pay Coach money to speak in front of large groups like that?
How large is this group?
He's talking to a convention-sized group. I mean, you're talking 200 to maybe 700 people. I don't know the exact size. He'll tell us when he comes back, but it is a big, big group.
Good for him.
Yeah. Well, we're having some fun in his absence here on The Business of Life. We have had just a wild cornucopia of different guests. And coming up is one of my absolute favorite guests, because we're going to dive into a subject that I feel very strongly about, and that is technology, and in specific, technology and leadership. Our next guest is called a Digital Dale Carnegie. Eric Qualman is the author of Socialnomics. He's also author of a brand new book called Digital Leader, Five Simple Keys to Success and Influence. Socialnomics, when it came out, just shot to the top of the charts at Amazon. It became the number one best-selling book in the U.S. and seven other countries around the world. Socialnomics was also a finalist for the 2010 Book of the Year, awarded by the American Marketing Association. So kudos to you for that, Eric. You're a frequent requested international speaker, and you've been highlighted in numerous media outlets, including Business Week, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal. The list goes on and on and on. Eric, you have an MBA. You're a professional MBA professor at Holt International Business School. And for the past 18 years, you've helped grow the digital capabilities of many companies, including Cadillac, Earthlink, and EF Education. Eric got his BA from Michigan State University and his MBA from the University of Texas. And I know for a fact he's a big Michigan State Spartans basketball fan. He was an academic All-Big Ten basketball player at Michigan State University. And he still finds time to follow the Spartans while he's living in Boston with his wife and daughter. Welcome to the show, Eric. How are you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back on here again.
Well, terrific, and love to have you back on the show. As I said, technology, and in particular leadership and technology, are two of my favorite subjects. Your first book, we talked about that earlier, about 18 months ago now, Socialnomics, was all about management. It was all about information processes in the digital world, and I thought that was great. Your latest book is titled Digital Leader, and it's all about leadership principles. So why is it important to focus on the leadership principles? I mean, weren't these topics covered in Socialnomics?
They were touched on in Socialnomics, but the more, and I was lucky, I'm like Coach, I'm out there speaking to a bunch of different groups, and when I was out there speaking, whether it was a prime minister, whether it was a soccer mom, or whether it was a CEO, they all wrestled with the same questions, and the main questions regarding their life, how to lead their best life, also the leadership, and then legacy. And the difference with legacy today is now we're all leaving digital footprints, if you will, and digital shadows. So our digital legacy is comprised of two things, really. It's our digital footprint, anything we upload, whether that's a status update on Facebook or a tweet on Twitter or an email. And then there's, more importantly, our digital shadow. That's what other people upload about us online. So a lot of people are always worried about their legacy, what their epitaph is going to be on that tombstone when everything's said and done. And now you can see it real time being typed out in front of us. So it's real interesting when we think about those three facets, our life, our leadership, and our legacy. So I wanted to write a book to kind of tackle those aspects.
Well, and I like the way that you approach legacy, both the digital footprint and also the digital shadow. We know that leadership can happen. I mean, we've seen it with the Arab Spring. We've seen it with the Occupy Wall Street movement. Clearly, digital and social media is a powerful thing. So talk to us a little bit, if you will, about how you work that leadership component into your digital life.
Yeah, so a main aspect of it is you got to lead by example. Now that we've got a fully transparent world, that includes the digital aspect. So it doesn't replace that face-to-face, and obviously it wouldn't, because when I'm out there speaking, I could very easily just do that via Skype or through a video conference, but it's just not the same thing. Yet at the same time, you've got to augment that face-to-face from a leadership capability with your digital tools. And so that depends on what you're tweeting out there. It also depends on what you're doing on Facebook, also your email. So it's your digital persona out there as well can help augment what you're doing on a face-to-face basis.
That is great. Now, your book actually centers around an acronym that you call STAMP, STAMP. It stands for Simple, True, act, leverage inertia, and P for people, personnel, people, and so forth. So talk to us, or let's go through the acronym STAMP itself, starting with SIMPLE, because I found that this was perhaps the most profound part of the acronym, the SIMPLE part of it. What do you mean by SIMPLE? How does that help you to be a better leader on the Internet?
Yeah, I mean, at the bottom line, the stamps, like, what's your stamp going to be on life? And so the first one is simplify your life. And that is, in my mind, the most important one, second most important one, people. But simplification, if you read Steve Jobs' biography, that's what his whole goal in life and also at Apple was, is you got to simplify. And that's even more important in today's digital world. And that's why I've written a book on digital leadership, is because one of the main aspects that differs is that now the competition's more because the population's much greater. It's also geo-competition. People in the U.S. are competing against everybody else around the world. And also, too, is that you've got to find your niche because of that competition. So in order to do that, you really need to simplify everything that you do. And once you do that for your life, it also translates into the business world or whatever you're trying to lead, whether you're in government or whether you're leading a school team or your teacher, is that once you simplify your life, then you can start to simplify the aspects for the people that you're trying to lead as well. And so one of the things that I talk about in the book is that you need to write down the two things that you want to get done during that day and only focus on those two things and don't do anything else until you get those two things done. And funny enough is when you start to do this, because I write this book almost for me as well, is that once I started to learn that and practice it, is that I look at that and go, those two things will take me 45 minutes to do, and then all of a sudden at the end of the day I wouldn't have either of them done. And so it's important to kind of simplify and get that down to the core. And obviously, I dig into a lot of studies. I wanted to know about multitasking. Is that beneficial? Because I'm a recovering multitasker, and I wanted to see, a lot of us wear multitasking with a badge of honor, but I did a lot of in-depth studying about this and determined that multitasking is actually less efficient than actually focused on one thing at a time. And so I think that's news for a lot of type A leadership personalities in today's world, is that they need to understand that multitasking is actually a bad thing. It's inefficient and actually has some health detriments down the line.
My guest is Eric Qualman. He's author of the brand new book, Digital Leader, 5 Simple Keys to Success and Influence. And Eric, the part that I took away from this section on simplifying, and this was profound, life is complex. Those who simplify it win. I thought that was just a very profound statement that you had. The other category, and Margaret, jump in any time, but the other category I wanted to talk about was people, the last part of the acronym, the P portion of it. And you yourself said that that's probably the second most important part of the acronym. Why so, and what do you mean by people, the people component?
So the people component, what I want to talk about is that mainly success doesn't happen alone. You need other people to support you in bringing that success. Conversely, if you surround yourself with the wrong people, both digitally and offline, they can bring you down very quickly as well, no matter who you are. Joe Paterno is a good example of that and what his legacy is going to be affected long-term just by one person that he had surrounded himself with. And so when I talk about people, I also talk about when you're setting your goals, to set laughable goals, laughable visions. What I mean by that, they should be so audacious that people around you laugh. Now, then you need to pay attention to those that aren't laughing, because those are the people that are going to help and assist you get to that laughable goal. And so that's why it's imperative to do that. The other piece, when you think about it digitally, let's think about a tool like LinkedIn. When I talk to a lot of groups, I stress the important point. If you have a great job right now, you still need to network. You need to network before you need your network. The hardest time to ask someone for a favor is if you hadn't talked to them in a while or hadn't reached out to them digitally in a long time. The beautiful thing about digital tools is you can stay in touch with people very easily. It's important for you to network before you need that network long-term, no matter who you are, because you're always going to have to need the next step to go somewhere.
Well, part of that section on people that I like so much, Eric, was that you claim that your friends and your followers in any digital and social network that you have are digital currency. What do you mean by digital currency, and how do you convert that digital currency?
So digital currency, this goes back all the way to the dawn of time almost, and when I was writing this book, I really was trying to stress, if Dale Carnegie were to write a book today, what would he tell us? And 80% of what he'd tell us is pretty much the same in terms of those core constructs, but then what's the 20% that differs? So obviously, historically, it's always been good to have that network, but now today it's even more important because the digital currency is, as I mentioned, you can quickly reach out to these people, and they can actually touch on other people. So if you think about that multiplier effect, if you have the average person on Facebook has 130 friends, and then you do that easy math to where, okay, if I have 130 friends, they have 130 friends, and they have 130 friends. So that's when it gets to that level of word of mouth on digital steroids, or word of mouth goes to world of mouth. And so that's what I mean by digital currency. The other important part about digital currency is that someone may look at your Twitter account to see how many followers that you have. And so all of a sudden you get some street credibility if they go, hey, should we have this person on the TV show or on the radio show? And they go, oh, my gosh, this guy has 40,000 followers. Definitely. This guy obviously has some clout out there. And so that's what I mean by the currency aspect of it.
All right. I understand the currency part of it, Eric, but how do you convert it? I'm sorry, Margaret. Go ahead. You had a question?
Well, I do have a question. We're both authors, and I know how important it is to use social media like LinkedIn and Facebook, but I also have to write every day. So can you give us some advice on effective time management here?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what we talk in the first chapter. We really dig into that as well, is that you want to focus on output more than input. And so output is that piece that you're alluding to, is if you're producing something like a book or whatever it is that you're trying to do, is you want to produce something and get it out there. Input's more that back and forth stuff within email. Let's say you answer 100 emails a day. That's kind of input. And so it's important for you to be as productive as possible when you're doing that input type of activity, and there's varying degrees of input. So if, let's say you're on social media, you're an author, and you're out there on Twitter, it's important for you to be out there, but you have to be quick about it. One, I talk about in the book, keep things, and the beautiful thing about Twitter, you have to keep it under 140 characters, but if you think about something like email, keep it to one sentence, to two sentences, and keep it as short as possible. That's a skill you have to learn over time. The second piece is, only do this at set periods of time. So set up an allocated amount of time where I'm going to do this for 30 minutes, 10:30 to 11, and I'll do it from 2:30 to 3. And then only you can figure out what's the most productive for you. Is it Facebook? Is it Twitter? Is it email? And then to get back to your question about the currency, how do you convert that? That's where if you build up this following, let's say on Twitter, then you have to go out and ask them at some point in time to convert that currency. So it might be that you come out with your new book or a new blog post, or you want to promote something on your radio show, that's when you reach out to them and say, hey, look, I've got this new thing coming out. Please retweet it if you can. And that's when you do the conversion of that into currency. That's how you convert that.
Our guest is the digital Dale Carnegie. Eric Qualman, author of the brand new book, Digital Leader, 5 Simple Keys to Success and Influence. Eric, your book is filled with all kinds of case studies to really exemplify your points. Which case study stands out to you in your mind as being one of the most important?
I think the most important to me was the Howard Schultz case study when he came back as the CEO of Starbucks, because I wanted to stress the point to people that you don't have to be a quote-unquote digital native to be a digital leader, to be a leader in these digital decades and the digital decades ahead. And so it's fascinating for me to see Howard Schultz in the first couple weeks turn to his head of PR and say, once there was a leaked memo, he said, well, how did this memo get out? This is so frustrating to me. I'm so upset. And the head of PR said, Howard, this is the world that we live in. This is how it's changed in the couple of years since you've been the CEO and now that you're back as CEO. And so he took that and failing forward, failing fast, failing better, he said, okay, if that's the new world, how do we capitalize on it? How do we exude that Starbucks feeling digitally? And so that's when they started doing stuff very proactive and have been some of the best stuff on Facebook, whether it's giving out coffee if you vote during the 2008 elections, on down the line, or taking suggestions on their blog of what they can do at the stores and actually implementing some of those suggestions, not only from the baristas that work there, but also from the customers themselves. So that's what fascinated me the most, was that a great leader like Howard could morph into a digital leader.
That is a great story. My guest is Eric Qualman. He is author of the book, Digital Leader, 5 Simple Keys to Success and Influence. Eric, you've probably intrigued some of our listeners. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
The best place to start is if you go to socialnomics.com, because it'll have stuff about digital. It'll have stuff about socialnomics, and we post stuff every day on case studies and infographics on stuff that hopefully can help you in your life. And that's what the whole book is about, is how to lead your best life starting today. And then down the line, that'll lead to your best legacy.
All right, that's socialnomics.com. Eric, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being our special guest here on The Business of Life. We'll talk to you down the road.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.